I'll take that glass of champagne right now.
We came here to release ourselves. Have no fear. It's like nothing else. It makes you say,
sort of a happiness, peace of mind, some love in your heart. We need more joy in this world. Let's start tonight.
We came here to release ourselves. Have no fear. It's like nothing else. It makes you say, it makes you say,
situation how you want, right? The loving that you claim is just a four-letter word. The third letter's inviting, so visualize the verb. You curve thought ways when you're handling the candelabra. So you're sitting on a baby grand, transmitting like you made a man. But you paint a funny face like a chick. When I see you, I'ma tell you quick that
it ain't all good. That's the truth. Things ain't going like they should.
I can't believe we built this large pizza pie together. No pepperoni. Yeah, you wanted extra cheese. Sometimes I gave you extras. How we divided slices like the Red Sea Theory. I was Moses hopelessly scorned by your thorns, Zipporah. Tried to bring that fairy tale life, you wanted horror. But my microscope couldn't see a cope with that. I had to bolt from that and left you dead in the sea. It's better for me. I'm satisfied with repping for D.
We were certified hot, then dropped to lukewarm. form. Now we back up in the spot claiming never been gone. Niggas who cut us off wanna reattach us now.
Them girls who brush us off say they want some numbers to die.
Yeah, I get that ass a number and some lumber to pound and catch a curve from my kid.
Won't show me love if I'm
so stick to the same plan. Don't come shaking my hand like we peeps. It ain't beef, but be sure to understand between us it ain't
all good. That's true.
You're listening to One to One on WRCT Pittsburgh.
explain the tears that I shed over you, over you, you. I see you each morning, but you just walk past me.
You don't even know that I exist.
This is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is the blues.
Thank you. Loving you, you know You know, life is funny. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you get anything out of life, yeah, you gotta put up with the toss and strife. Now listen, ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Eddie Mae tells you all that she sees. Have you ever thought she was trying to get close to me, girl? What I want you to do is think it over. Think it over, girl. Think it over. Look.
That's the way I feel about you.
That's the way I feel about
that's
you, girl.
The way I feel about you.
And if that's been weak for you, darling, I don't mind. Say, can I do it? Listen.
Same.
I know you've been hurt, and so has many others too. But that's the sacrifice that life has put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Yeah, no fear. You don't know, you don't know. God might have sent me here. Sometimes you gotta just take your time, lean back and think about what I'm saying. Feel my words right now, baby. You hear me? Listen. Baby, that's the way.
That's the way I feel about you.
I gotta stand up right now. I wanna talk to you. Can I do it?
That's woo. The way I feel about you.
Cause you make me feel so good inside.
That's the way,
girl.
I feel about you.
And I don't mind. Homie, don't mind if I tell the whole world
that's
that you're mine. You, girl.
That's the way I feel about
yes, I do, baby. Listen. Please, please, please have a love. If it ever come knocking at your door, baby. Cause what's out there knocking, baby? The world don't get enough of. Well, I know you've been hurt, girl, and so has many others too. But all you gotta do is ask about the changes in their life and put them through. You, oh, hey, baby, can you feel me? Oh, yeah. Lord, I miss. Shake it to the situation. Dig just a little bit deeper. Well, just a little bit deeper. Oh yeah.
since we are lying here all for the first time, you and I, you and I. Show me what you will do for me, for my sweet lady, and then we'll lie.
I went to sleep smiling. When you left, I opened my eyes. I must have been dreaming. You took me by surprise. A man can change his ways. Can a woman change her mind? Even now,
I still love you. Sometimes, sometimes I wonder how, but I'm wishing you.
We took them all, oh, too far.
There's no use trying. Turning stones that you can't find. Even now.
Even now I still love you. Don't you know? I wonder how, but I'm wishing you. Sometimes I wonder,
we're leaving now. I wonder how. Even now,
even now, yeah.
Even now,
hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Something that can make you do wrong, but it'll make you do right. Hey, hey. Love.
Walk away, victory. Oh. and emotion.
What a moment. Gail is with us now to share her thoughts on Tina Turner's legacy, along with a special guest you may recognize. Good morning to you, Miss Oprah. Good morning, Gail. Good to see you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. You know, we're on vacation. We were in Italy, and of course, we just got the word yesterday about Tina. And so we are here today.
What was your reaction?
Well, you know, we keep hearing that song, Tony, What's Love? What's Love Got to Do with It? When it comes to Tina Turner, everything. I don't know anybody that didn't love her. You know, we've all known that Tina wasn't doing well, but still, when you get the news, it was a shock.
It was a blow.
A blow is a better word to put it.
It was a blow. And I certainly was aware that she was ill, but, you know, I had seen her in 2019. And gone to visit her in the hospital in 2019, and she had said to me then that she actually was ready to go, meaning ready to leave the planet. And I expected then that was going to be the last time that I saw her. And then I would just have to say that her husband, Erwin Bach, is the most extraordinary person I've ever known, because he loved her back to a facsimile of health and lifestyle. I mean, he literally willed her to live, and she's been through, you know, one health crisis after another.
You guys know she had a stroke.
Yes.
Erwin gave her his kidney.
Erwin gave her his kidney transplant. Yeah.
Wow.
She had cancer. She kept coming back.
She had back surgery just recently in February. She had back surgery. So there was declining health issues. But I would just have to say Erwin Bach never gave up. He just never gave up.
But now I just see this, guys, as a celebration of her life. We've been playing Tina songs last night and this morning. Yeah. You just keep thinking about who she was, what a badass she was, all that she overcame. And still came out on the other side, said she wasn't bitter. She used to always say, I'm still not bitter despite everything that she's been through.
I am marveling at the fact that I started out as a big fan. In 1996, I remember sitting in my office at the Oprah show, and Tina Turner was going to be on the next day for her Wildest Dreams tour. And I was sitting in the office late in the evening, and I heard her rehearsing. I got up, I went down to the studio, and I said to my producers then, we're going to follow her wherever she's going. And I became the world's biggest groupie, dragging the entire show from city to city, following Tina, making people's wildest dreams come true.
But then, guys, they legit became friends. Tina had deep, deep, deep affection for Oprah.
Yeah, we had affection for each other.
And you for her. And then because I'm friends with Oprah, then Tina ended up liking me too, which is why she did that interview with me for Sunday morning, because she wasn't doing any interviews at the time. She'd had the stroke.
Yeah.
You could still see in her face. But what a legacy she left us all.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible
when you meet somebody you've admired for a long time, and they not only live up to what you hoped that they would be, but they
surpass, exceed,
and transcend. And that's what Tina was.
Oprah, that was exactly what I was going to ask you, is that sometimes when somebody becomes a friend, once you've looked up to them and idolized them, is it that level? And you answered that question. Can I go back, though, to before she was the friend, when you were surprised on your 50th birthday? I remember this moment. I remember sitting at home and watching this. And I love that this video has been out there. We have this clip. We're going to show it to everybody. You were surprised with Tina for your 50th coming on the show. Everybody take a look.
Now, this next surprise and gift flew all the way in from Switzerland. To tell you something, that you are simply the best.
I do remember that.
Oh, gosh.
I do remember that.
Yeah, what was this moment like?
It's fun.
No. I'll tell you what that moment was like, exactly what you're seeing on the screen.
Yeah.
But Dana and Vlad, Tony, you guys know this. I have never, ever, ever been jealous of Oprah. I'm always very happy for her success and sort of just live vicariously through her. But I tell you, when she got to dance with Tina Turner, You got to dance with Tina Turner on your show. That was the only time I thought, God, I wish I could be Oprah Winfrey. I hope you guys have that. That's an amazing. You were so nervous
then.
That was from
the tour, right? I was so nervous. We performed in Los Angeles. Yeah, I was on the tour, and we performed at a stadium in Los Angeles, and I've never been more nervous in my life and have never been as nervous since. When I was walking up the stairs to come down to dance with her singing Simply the Best, my knees were knocking together, and I thought, oh, this is what it means when your knees knock together, because I was so nervous.
We're watching
out of my
box. Incredible.
So incredible.
That's why I was jealous. But I do. Go ahead, Vlad. Go ahead.
I wanted to step back a bit and just talk about her legacy. There was a reporter back in 1969. So we've been showing clips of Tina in her later years, but back in 1969, this reporter wrote, "She comes on like a hurricane. She dances and twists and shakes and sings, and the impact is instant and total." I remember as a child with my parents watching old reruns of the Ed Sullivan Show when she was there with the Iquettes and spinning around and doing Proud Mary. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about the legacy that she leaves behind? Almost every singer, male or woman, owes something to Tina Turner, her voice and her performance.
That's such a good point, because Tina said she didn't like her voice at first because she didn't sound like the other girls.
Right.
Meaning, what did she say? Diana Ross and the other girls. And then she decided, my voice is distinct, it's different, and I'm just going to own it.
Yeah, she owned her own distinguishedness. And she...
Distinguishedness?
Yes. I just made up a word. Her distinguishedness. She owned that. Okay?
Yeah.
But the thing that's so great about her is that once she came out of the abuse, this is what I love and why I was, you know, following her around the country and why we did all those shows, making other women's dreams come true, because she was such a strong role model. Once she left the abuse, she became a clarion call of triumph for other women. And she was a standard for living well and being proud and taking who you are and owning who you are and using it to the fullest. She was an incredible role model for me. I'm proud to be able to have, you know, call her a friend, but I would have been happy just being a groupie.
Yes. We had breakfast with Tina Turner, scrambled eggs and truffle. Oprah does the best Tina imitation.
She's Oprah? Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean you've never had truffles?
Yeah.
We're gonna have truffles for breakfast. And I was like, I don't like chocolate in my eggs. And she goes, Oprah.
That clip way of speaking.
Yes. Oprah, what do you mean? You never had truffles.
She says Tina turned her on to truffles.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I love it, Gail. Lovely. I love it, Oprah. Thank you both so much. We know you're on vacation, but we're so happy you were able to
share. Can I go back to vacation now, Shauna Thomas?
Go back to the scrambled eggs with truffles.
Can I go back to vacation?
Your scrambled eggs and truffles are waiting in the next room.
Shauna says, hold on a minute. No, she said you can go back to vacation.
Thank you both. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Oprah. Okay. Great to see you.
Bye, you guys.
Your front end line.
cause I'll take care of that. I'll stop your radiator from a steaming, and I'll adjust the thermostat. So baby, don't panic, cause I'm a changing mechanic. Baby, don't panic, girl, I'm a shaking mechanic. Don't panic, baby, I'm a shaking mechanic. Baby, don't panic, cause I'm a shaking mechanic. Tune up in a long, long while. Well, I'll give you good service with a smile. I'll solve all your problems if you let me under your hood. I'll change the oil, I'll tune it up, I'll lubricate it good. Baby, don't panic, cause I'm a shaking mechanic. Don't panic, baby. Girl, I'm a shady mechanic. Baby, don't panic. I'm a shady mechanic. Don't panic, baby.
Don't panic, baby. Girl, I'm a shaking mechanic.